Okay. It is 6 o'clock.
July 25th. We're here for the community meeting for Parkside Parcel 1 preliminary plan pre-submittal, and also for the conversion of Parkside mixed use to the BRAC mixed use. My name is Renalee Tortorelli. I'm with Morrison Ritchie Associates. We're the planning engineering surveying firm. Ross Taylor's here representing the owner. We are required per 17.2107 county code to have a community meeting within 6 months of submitting a preliminary plan. This project is located in the southeast corner of Rockenbach and Route 175. The overall project, this is on the east side of the overall project. This is a privately proposed project. It's not a capital improvement. Rockenbach is in this location. The property is 13.7 acres. The owners, the existing owner and the proposed owner, is a Taylor Family Limited Partnership A. Zoning of the property currently is MXDR. This is also in a priority funding area. And actually, if you look on the mapping for the overlay zones, it was showing it as neighborhood preservation, but with the Region 2 plan, they actually changed it, and it is now in a mixed-use targeted growth overlay, which is good. This is not in the critical area, and I'm going to just go through the existing conditions real quick. When the whole Parkside subdivision was completed, the forest conservation was addressed at that time. So this parcel has existing forest conservation easements located on it in a light gray color. The forest conservation easements are recorded, they're in perpetuity, and they account for about 4.9 of the 13.7 acres. There is an ephemeral stream that runs through the property down to a culvert that goes under Rockenbach Road and over to the other side where Parkside Parcel 2 is located. Rockenbach Road is a state road. It, on the north side of Route 175, is a minor arterial. They don't actually have it classified on the maps right now for some reason. There are no wetlands. There's no wetland buffers. There's no steep slopes, and there is no floodplain on the site. The floodplain is actually across the street where this culvert drains to and has been already deeded to the county as part of the Parkside overall project. Forest, the whole site currently is forested, but we do have that 4.9 acres of forest conservation easement in two locations. And also there are four specimen trees. All four are located in the forest conservation easements and will be retained. This is a mixed-use project, and I'm going to go into the BRAC. What BRAC is it's allowed use. We're allowed to have a BRAC mixed-use project when you're within a certain distance from the fort. And so this project, which is MXDR, is permitted to be a BRAC mixed-use project. So the purpose of us converting, we're converting the entire Parkside mixed-use project from the mixed-use development to a BRAC mixed-use development, and it's 256.77 acres. And the overall mixed-use will shift from the development under the MXD optional method of development outlined in the zoning code, section 188301, to development under the BRAC provisions outlined in section 1810.112. The conversion of the BRAC mixed use will allow flexibility in the mixes of uses proposed within the project. At all future development phases, because there are a couple others within the interior of Parkside project, all phases of development within the project will be subject to the requirements and restrictions of the BRAC mixed use provisions outlined in 1810.112. So this conversion from just straight optional mixed use to BRAC mixed use applies to the whole project. So the project is currently existing uses is vacant woods, and we are proposing 284 apartments in a wrap on the north side of the parcel, and we have 14 2/2 units on the south side of the parcel near Fort Meade, for a total of 298 units. These are all rentals, correct? I couldn't remember. So they are all rental units. The 2/2s will roughly be between 47 and 50 feet. The wrap, it is actually working with the slope, so it steps down. So there's not like just one total height. It's, you know, 5 stories from the road, which could, you know, be 60, 70 feet. And then there are 2 additional stories stepping down the slopes in the back. So for a total from the back, lower back, 7 stories. There is no non-residential floor area proposed here. There are no buildings on the site that have to be demolished, and there are no lots. This is going to be a preliminary plan, so there will not be any subdivision. The road configuration, all access is from Rockenbach Road. We have 3 points of access, although the northern one is a ride out only. The middle access is the primary access to the multifamily, and it is lined up with the access for parcel 2 across the street. These access points were agreed to with the state highway. Internally, it's really just a drive aisle and a parking lot. You come into the main road with some surface parking, and the road circling the apartment building is actually a 20-foot wide fire lane that will serve the building and also can provide, you know, walking space for people. The 2/2 units is a 24-foot drive aisle private. It's not, there are no public roads proposed with this. They're accessing garage driveways and garages that serve each unit with a turnaround for fire. Parking, we are required 1 space. 2/2s are also considered multifamily, so everything is considered parking 1 space per unit. So we need 42 parking spaces for the 2/2s, and we have 28 garages and 14 surface parking spaces. And then the multifamily is required 422 parking spaces. So we are still finalizing this, but there will roughly be 384 garage and 38 surface, or maybe 42. We're still working on the surface parking. But ultimately we'll be meeting the 422 parking space requirement. Circulation, everything ties into Rockenbach Road. We'll have sidewalks on site for circulation and down to Rockenbach. Rockenbach actually does not have a sidewalk, but it does have a large shoulder. So you could, you know, use the shoulder to access to the north. The south is Fort Meade. It's all blocked off and gated, so you can't really go in there. So they will tie into that road system just like parcel 2 across the street. Required an open space for the project was actually met originally. The overall project is 256 acres and required 51.4 acres of open space. We actually have 99.5 currently, and that is without having any additional open space outside the forest conservation easements on parcel 1. So ultimately, when we're done, we'll probably be over 100 acres in open space, twice what's required by code. Recreation area will be provided in a number of ways. We have a small recreation area up on the lower south end for the 2/2s, and for the multifamily, proposing a pool and some seating areas, tot lot. We're still working on the amenity program for that, but as I will talk about later, there will be a modification for active recreation area. Stormwater management for the project. The outfalls were already approved with the Parkside development originally, so they're draining to the culvert that goes under Rockenbach. So we are providing microbio facilities shown on the plan in hatch. So you'll see we have a number of microbio facilities for the 2/2s, on the multifamily, we do have some underground vaults to provide quantity management to make sure that we meet the pre to post requirement that the county has. The limit of disturbance roughly right now, like I said, we're still working on this, but is about 8.5 acres of the 13.7. The schools for this project, the Manor View Elementary School, MacArthur Middle School, and Meade High School are all open. A number of things have happened since we sent out the invite, but the county keeps a log. I checked those. The schools are still open, and there's also legislation that was introduced last week. They've done some redistricting, and those three schools are still open. So we will not have an issue with school capacity for this project. Water and sewer, there's an existing 24-inch line in Rockenbach Road. We will be tying into that with two public water meters, one up at the location of the 2/2s, one at the multifamily, and then that, from the water meter, a private water line will come in and, I'm sorry, I'm pointing in the wrong area, a private water line will come in, circle the multifamily units with fire hydrants for fire coverage, most likely an 8-inch, it could be a 10. Sewer is, there's a force main that is being constructed that ties into the gravity sewer in Route 175. So this project will drain to the lower side of the multifamily building. We'll have a sewer pump station internal to the building. Also have a force main from the 2/2s going to that pump station. And then the pump station itself will pump through a force main up to the other force main that's being constructed in Rockenbach right away. So with regard to modifications, the county has two different kinds. They call them environmental modifications, which are typically if you need a modification to a wetland or a steep slope or a floodplain, we don't have any environmental modifications. But then we also have what they call just standard modifications. Any site that is clearing trees has to have a modification to clear. It was in 2019, they added that to the code, so there will be a modification just to clear trees. There will also be a modification for the active rec area. About half of what's required, and it's pretty standard to ask for modifications for active rec area if you're providing amenities. And not only will they have the outdoor amenities, there will be inside amenities provided for the project. And so when we submit the preliminary plan, we'll have a program and a modification that will go in that explains why we can reduce the active rec. And part of reducing active rec that you don't really need also allows you to save more trees. So it's all in all, it's a better way to go. We won't need any mitigation to offset any environmental impacts, since we don't have any environmental impacts. Forest conservation doesn't fall into that category. And I just want, before I forget, this audio recording will be uploaded to the county website tomorrow morning, and then the county will upload it on the community meeting website for 14 days. It'll be open for 14 days. For anybody that wants to upload any comments, you have to actually physically upload your comments. But a website is communitymeetingcomments@aacounty.org. So just to note, everybody can provide comments, and the county then notifies us. We get emails of all the comments, and then when we're done, the 14 days is over, we will write meeting minutes, and in the minutes, we'll include any comments that we get from the 14-day comment period. And then those minutes will go in with our submittal for the preliminary plan. I think that's all I have. I'll just check, but if anybody has any questions. Questions?
I just have one.
Okay.
Can I point this out?
Yeah.
So you said these were the conservation.
Yes,
right.
It's light gray.
So how do you get this in this area?
Oh, well, so you can't see them because they're covered.
Here.
Oh, yeah, you can see it there.
Right. So we
you have, wrapped.
This is the same. This dark gray is the forest con. This is the lines, and it little forest kind of guy here, and then this.
Okay. I misunderstood it. I thought it was all of this.
Oh, no, just
the
small.
I couldn't see the light
yeah,
right from where I was
it's
sitting.
Hard to see
yeah.
from back
okay.
there.
Okay.
But yes.
Sorry,
how
did you get
that in? No, right. we did it. Hence the shape of the building.
Yeah.
Allow it to get, you know, around there. Well, did you have any other?
No, from here, just like it looked all gray. And
oh, yeah.
When I get up close, I can see it. I think it's a good use of the land.
Great. Thank you.
Good design.
Thank you.
Thanks. I think that's all we have. So if no other questions, we can formally close the meeting at this time.